ask God for any material need. He is the origin of all things. Verse 12 said, we pray this way, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. harsh and abusive and bitterly critical. Problem if I do that. I've dealt with the person that puffs himself up and puts his mate down is driven by a selfish attitude of the person that will live by the goals of the world. The wife has that attitude toward the husband. What will the result be? There will be harmony, mutual respect, abounding love, peace and joy will reign in that home. Christ has introduced his kingdom in this great sermon. We would do well to study it often and reflect. Because we're taught the Spirit of God through the gospel. The gospel convinces us that we're sinners and that Christ died for our sins. The gospel convinces us to repent of our sins, confess the name of Christ, and submit to Him in baptism. And if you're convinced tonight, we're ready to help you. Brother Keith can baptize you here tonight before we leave this building. Why not respond to the gospel? Why not prepare? Like Christ that have drifted away but want to be restored. We rejoice that he had the faith and courage to do that. You could have the faith and courage to do that. Why not? The Bible teaches that when a fallen Christian, a backsliding Christian comes home, the Father is ready to receive and to forgive us. If you're subject in any way, come tonight while we stand and while we stand.